was undercover in the FBI and Antifa and the Capitol Police, starting and exacerbating that conflict in order to impeach Trump, in order to, you know, change the rules. So you're not supposed to question elections anymore, because they weren't just rigging this election. They were rigging every election into the future by setting this precedent. Like, all of this is designed, all of it's on purpose, all of it's laid out perfectly. And you can tell I'm not just saying this after the fact. And it's one of the things that annoys me about QAnon stuff is that they'll always come out after something happens and go, ah, see, this was predicted. And it's like, well, if it's a prediction, it's supposed to happen before the event. You're not supposed to retroactively try to fit in whatever has happened with, oh, but we actually knew this was actually, this does fit in. No, you're supposed to be able to predict things. Now, I predicted in August of 2020 exactly how it would go. I thought Trump supporters would get a little bit more aggressive, which I think my prediction was actually more in line with what they wanted to happen. But because Trump supporters didn't flip out to an insane degree, because January 6th wasn't, you know, they didn't burn down the Capitol and kill everybody inside like the powers that be wanted them to, then it didn't go quite as far. But I just remember looking at it and going, okay, they're clearly not trying to win this election, because the campaign was so abysmal. I mean, you had Joe Biden literally giving speeches to parking lots full of empty cars. Like, it was just crazy. And you didn't have people like Tim Pool going, are the Democrats trying to lose this election? It's pretty simple to go, okay, they're not trying to lose. They're just not trying to win in the normal way, because they're going to cheat. Okay, so they're going to not actually get enough votes, but they're going to cheat, and they're going to say that they win. They're going to do it in such an obvious way that's going to compel Trump supporters. They're going to have to protest, have to stand up, have to get pissed off, especially after a year of abuse that we experienced in 2020 from the lockdowns and the Black Lives Matter riots and rallies, burning down cities and then getting bailed out and not being punished. I mean, it was intolerable what was being done to America, and the people that care about that are the Trump supporters, only to have their last safety line severed as the election is stolen from them. Like, all of this was predictable, and we did predict it. I did predict it, exactly. But, point. Exactly how they would do it, because it was obvious, and because that was the plan. Now, if all of this was just happening, just occurring, they were just like, oh no, a virus. Oh no, we have to do mail-in ballots now. Gee, we don't want to, but I guess we have to. And then, like, then it wouldn't have happened exactly as I predicted, and exactly the step-by-step order that we thought it was going to go in. And then about a year ago, I made another prediction. Again, on the basis of, if I'm a tyrannical, psychopathic, globalist scumbag who wants to destroy America, knowing that the only way I can do that is by doing it internally, by doing it through their own systems, by doing it in a way that keeps the mass majority of Americans asleep so they don't stop me from doing what I'm doing, what is the way I can create the most chaos? What is the way I can create the atmosphere by which the American government will feel justified in cracking down on my enemies? What do I need to do? The first time I did that in 2020, pretty much got it exactly right. They're going to cheat to win the election. It's going to be obvious. They're going to use any pushback or you know, response to the rigging as an excuse to clamp down and destroy dissidents in America. It's exactly what they did. Going back to last November and projecting forward, again, it was fairly obvious. I told you Trump was not going to go to jail. Trump was not going to be taken out by any of the lawsuits that were happening, as bad as they looked. He was going to win the primary. He was going to be the candidate. He was going to get through all of his stuff. It was going to be a constant, you know, drama. It was going to be constant back and forth. Oh, Trump's about to go to jail. Oh, wow, he just was barely reprieved. Oh, but he might go to jail here. Keeping everybody in this heightened state of anxiety. The assassination attempts, even more so, I think, keeping people in this state of nervousness and excitement, really. Because psychologically speaking, what you want to do in order to get the most, in order to gain the most power from this situation, you need the biggest reaction from the people that you're trying to demonize. In order to get the biggest reaction, You can't just beat them, batter them, smash them down. You have to build them up. So they're really excited and they think things are going well, and then sever the line, then cut them down. So my prediction like a year ago, so Trump would get through all of this stuff. He wouldn't go down because of the whatever, Stormy Daniels. He wouldn't go down because of the, he was going to get through all of that. It was going to be drama the whole time. He was going to actually win the election, and then they were going to kill him. That was my prediction like a year ago. It's coming true so far. And if it happens that he wins the election, everybody on the Trump side is elated and overjoyed and delirious with happiness like we were in 2016, only to have Trump murdered a month after the election. Especially if it's in service of some geopolitical plot, either he's killed by a Hamas member or Iran or a far right extremist of some sort, so they can justify their further crackdown on us. Whatever it is, if it plays out like that, again, it's not because I have information that I'm basing my predictions on that nobody else has access to. It's just looking at the world with the understanding and through the context of the people in power have long-term generational plans to create a one-world government to enslave all of humanity. They do this by fabricating and creating disasters that they then provide the response or fix to, which inevitably consolidates their authority and gives them more power over more people and more systems of control. So just understand that. Just if we could get America to recognize all of these things, all of these major civilizational, cultural events over the past several years have all been orchestrated. They've all been designed. They've all been scripted out to comport to a long, long, long established timeline of world domination. It really changes things, doesn't it? Doesn't it give you a whole new perspective between COVID being a lab leak or COVID being a naturally occurring virus? I mean, doesn't that change the character of what we saw in 2020? If it goes from a novel virus that nobody knew about and came from bats to a biological weapon engineered in a military lab and released at exactly the right time to rig the 2020 election, doesn't that change the character a little bit? And again, this all seems a little bit obvious to me, but I don't know. People have trouble figuring this out. And I don't, I guess I struggle with even knowing what to do about it, because you can predict it. But if nobody does anything to stop it, then, what is the value of predicting it? You're sitting there standing over just a destroyed, the ashes, the ruins of your civilization going, I told you so. Like, I don't want to just be here saying, I told you so. I don't want to just make predictions and have nothing come of it. But then one of the values of being able to predict things is when they come true, you should ask, like, well, how did you know? How did you make that prediction? What information were you operating on? And if the information I was operating on was it's a globalist scheme to create a fake virus, launch a cultural revolution, and rig the election because they hate Trump and are lulling Americans into accepting total deep state control without even semblance of democratic say in the process of their governance, then isn't the fact that the prediction was right mean that that's a compelling viewpoint and should be given weight? And then you can start seeing the world through that frame, and you can potentially prevent the orchestrated disasters in the future from happening. But what do we do about it? what do we do about it? And how do you stop it? If most of the country can't even fathom of a world in which people with ambitions and desires and goals and plans are carrying those out in secret. I don't know. I don't know what you do about it, and nothing is really being done about it. And so are we just going to have to go through it again? Are we just going to have to experience what we can all see coming again and just ride it out? We just have to sit here and watch the rest of America get pulled by the nose towards World War III and war with Iran. And they kill Trump and blame it on that country. I guess we'll just wait and see.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.